We welcome you to this week's service from Mooresville United Methodist Church. In this week's sermon entitled, Where's Your Home? Pastor Glass poses a question. Where is the place you feel the most at peace? She then focuses on how we can do our best at creating this spiritually, as well as in the lives of others. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to Mooresville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass, and I'm the pastor here. And I'm truly honored that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or joining us online. I pray everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if you are new to our church and you're joining us in person, I'd also draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in the pew rack. If you would like to fill out one of the cards and provide whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be grateful for that, as it gives us a chance to get to know you a little bit better. You can hold on to the card until later in the worship service when the offering plates are being passed. You can place the card in the plate at that time, and we thank you for it. You can also use the card to update any information that might have changed, whether it's a new cell phone number or a new address, and that helps us keep our church directory up to date as well. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, again, we welcome you, and we invite you to take a minute to introduce yourself to us. You can send an email to the church office and let us know a little bit about who you are and where you're from. Our office email address is mooresvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit the church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The reading today comes from Acts chapter 7, verses 55 through 60. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears and with loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him, and the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. When they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he died. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Linda.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel reading for today comes from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. Jesus said, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated, please. So I do want to welcome all of you again. I'm so glad that you are here to worship with us today, whether you are joining us in person or online. And I pray that all of us will find something in our time together that strengthens us for the challenges of the coming week. Most of you know that I grew up as a pastor's kid, a PK, in the United Methodist Church. And years ago in the United Methodist Church, clergy were moved much more frequently than they are now. I mean, there was a time when my grandfather was serving, they moved every 2 years, like clockwork. So I was accustomed to moving, not every 2 years, but I was accustomed to moving whenever I was growing up. And then as a military spouse, that pattern continued later in life. So whenever somebody asks me, where's your home? I find it kind of hard to answer that question. I've lived in so many different places and so many different houses over the years, and I found something to love about each of them, but naming just one as home is not easy. So where is your home? That's what we're going to be looking at in the sermon for today. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. So my husband Mike and I have reached a point in our lives where we're starting to talk about when I will retire. It's not in the immediate future, it's not right on the horizon, but it's sometime in the next 5 years or so, probably. And so we are looking, not seriously, but we are looking at places that we might live when we retire. Maybe a smaller house, maybe less property to manage or take care of. And as we start looking, we have questions about different pieces of real estate. Could we live here? Will it be close to family and friends? What would we need to change about this house? Does it have a shower that you can just walk into? That's become an important question as I get older, right? What would we have to let go of? Do we need to downsize? And maybe the biggest question as we look at places is, would this feel like home? And really, that's the big question, isn't it? Because home is not really about the house. Home is about being with the ones that we love and knowing that we are loved. And most importantly, I think home is that place where we experience a sense of peace and belonging. And so that leads us to the deeper question, where is your home? Where is the place that you feel the most peace? In the gospel lesson for today, that is exactly the question that Jesus is answering. But it's not about an earthly home, right? It's about an eternal home. Jesus says those very familiar words, in my Father's house there are many, mansions. Some translations say mansions, right? Some translations say dwelling places, the one that I just read. Some say there are many rooms. But Jesus is saying, I go to prepare a place for you. And I think it's really significant that Jesus is speaking those words to his closest friends right before his arrest and trial and crucifixion. There is a sense of anxiety among his disciples because Jesus has been warning them about what is going to happen. And Jesus is telling them, I go to prepare a place for you. And it is a place where you can let go of that anxiety and fear, and a place where your heart can be at peace. The Bible doesn't really give us very specific descriptions or consistently specific descriptions of what that eternal home will be like. It gives us some images and some ways of talking about it. And I think we imagine peace and wholeness and being with the people we love. Scripture gives us glimpses of it, but not a full picture. And maybe that's because the most important thing about that eternal home isn't what it looks like. It's not about the house. It's about a place where we love and know that we are loved. And it is a place where our hearts are at peace. And in some ways, we already experience that here on Earth, even without realizing it. After decades of living in Pennsylvania, my parents moved to Delaware. And they live in a house that I have never lived in. But when I go to visit my parents and I walk in that house, I swear they have something in the ventilation system, because you walk in and there is just this sense of peace and calmness. And some of that comes from the familiar furnishings and the familiar art and the photographs that are hanging on the walls. But most of it comes from being with my parents. It is a place where, even if I've never lived there before, I know that I love and I am loved. And it is a place where my heart feels at peace. That's what our home is about. That's what our eternal home is about. When Jesus says, "I go to prepare a place for you," it reminds us that our eternal home isn't something that we build, but what makes it home is the presence of Christ himself, because Christ is the source of that peace that passes all understanding. So we have this hope for an eternal home, right? A place where our hearts will find peace. And it is a gift of God through Jesus Christ given to us. It's not something that we earn, but nevertheless, it is something that we can prepare for also, right? How we live here and now helps us get ready for what we will experience in our eternal home. If heaven is a place of love, are we loving or not? If heaven is a place of truth, are we truthful or not? If it is a place of peace, are we seeking peace and sharing peace with others? There's an old, old story about a woman named Eloise. She was fairly well-to-do. She lived in a very nice house, and she was accustomed to the finer things in life. One day, Eloise died and went to heaven. And St. Peter met her at the gates and said, "St. Andrew here, the guy with the golf cart, is in charge of housing. So let me help you on the cart, and then Andrew will take you to your new home." So they drove by some unbelievable mansions of cut stone with marble columns and beautiful entranceways. They passed some magnificent brick homes with meticulously manicured grounds. They drove by some nice wooden structures. And finally, they got to a street lined with only shacks. St. Andrew pulled up to a shack that was obviously made with nothing but scrap lumber. Eloise was appalled. "You mean I'm supposed to live in a tiny shack?" she says. And St. Andrew said, "Well, I'm sorry, Eloise, but the only materials we have to build your heavenly house are the materials that you send up while you are on earth. If you wanted a nicer place, maybe you should have sent up more." Now, it's just a story, right? But it does make a point. We don't get to heaven because of what we do or what materials we send up. We get to heaven because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. But the story does remind us that what we invest in this life matters, so that our hearts may live in a place of peace for eternity. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, there you may be also." And it's a promise that in that place, our hearts will find peace. Will you pray with me, please? Holy God, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has promised to prepare a place for us, a place where we can love and know that we are loved, and a place where our hearts may find peace. And it is in his name that we pray, and all God's people said, Amen. My father used to have a plaque hanging in his office that said, "In my father's house there are many mansions, and I hope mine is next door to yours." I send you out the hope that our mansions will be beside each other. And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MooresvilleUMC. If you'd like to support MUMC financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/MooresvilleUMC, or by texting donate to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.